The insurance broker, Marsh & McLennan, has agreed to pay $850 million to settle charges of bid rigging. The settlement was announced this morning by New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer, who spearheaded an investigation into the insurance industry's pricing practices. The company was also forced to make a public apology. NPR's Jim Zaroli has the story.
Marsh & McLennan is an insurance broker, which means it's hired by big companies to find the best price for insurance coverage. But officials in New York and other states said Marsh was really funneling business to certain favored clients and then concocting phony bids to make it look like it had shopped around for policies. In a conference call today, the firm's new president, Michael Cherkasky, said Marsh had agreed to pay $850 million into a fund to compensate those customers hurt by the practice.
This agreement culminates a dark period in this company's history. We are ashamed of what a few amongst the tens of thousands of Marsh employees have done to our clients, their fellow employees, our shareholders, and our company.
The company also released an internal report acknowledging that bid rigging was widespread in some parts of the company. On the other hand, Marsh & McLennan sometimes seemed to be less than fully contrite about its practices. The company did not formally admit wrongdoing, and several times today, company officials seemed to suggest they were only agreeing to the settlement so they could put the whole episode behind them. Whatever the truth, the money that Marsh will pay represents one of the largest restitution funds that a single company has ever agreed to. Rick Marshall of the Corporate Library, a research group, says it should send a message to other firms about bid rigging.
To see them pay a substantial amount and acknowledge that there were practices going on that they will no longer participate in, I think is a real positive.
But Amy Bach of United Policyholders, a consumer group, was more critical. She said $850 million might seem like a lot of money, but she said Marsh & McLennan handled thousands of policies stretching back years. She says it's just too soon to know how many customers were cheated and how much money they lost. And she said Attorney General Spitzer shouldn't have been so eager to settle.
There's a fact-finding process that has to be done here that can't possibly have been completed in this short a time.
But Spitzer said the settlement was about more than compensating victims. He noted that Marsh & McLennan had agreed to make some fundamental changes in the way it operates. For instance, it will take steps to be more transparent about the fees it receives and the bids it gets. It also no longer accepts what are called contingent commission fees, a form of compensation at the heart of the scandal.
There is an entirely new business model that is predicated upon disclosure and transparency, so that those who buy insurance in this nation will no longer be victimized by contingent payments that drove premiums up by a significant margin.
Spitzer said he hopes that the new guidelines Marsh has agreed to will act as a sort of template for other firms. His office is negotiating with several other brokers accused of bid rigging. The announcement of the settlement sent Marsh's share price higher today, but Marsh is by no means out of the woods. Several other states, including Connecticut and California, have launched their own bid rigging investigations, and the company faces substantial private lawsuits from investors. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.